From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Well over a million people marched in more than 800 protests against gun violence in every state in the U.S. and dozens of countries outside the U.S. on Saturday, March 24th. The March for Our Lives protests were spearheaded by student survivors of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting that happened on Valentine's Day in Parkland, Florida. The youth led a main march in Washington, D.C., where an estimated 800,000 people gathered to challenge the stranglehold that gun manufacturers have over politicians through their lobby group, the NRA. That figure eclipsed the Women's March in January 2017. Here in Southern California, where our program is based, tens of thousands marched in downtown Los Angeles. Our field correspondent, Nick Cha Kim, was there, and as part of our series, Rising Up in the Streets, we present this special report today.
Hi, I'm Nick Cha Kim. I'm here with Rising Up with Sonali. We're here at the March for Our Lives. Now, this protest was started by students, so let's see what they can do.
Welcome to March for Our Lives, Los Angeles. We are starting our march on 5th and Broadway here, and then we will be marching at least 5-6 blocks all the way to Grand Park, City Hall. I've dealt with a shooting before, not at my school, but it's very close to home for me. We're tired of adults really not caring about us. We're tired of them killing us. We want to do something about it. We want to clean up their mess.
We took a stand today, March 24th, 2018. We made it in 5 weeks. We did this. We did this.
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Gun control!
When do we want it?
Now!
Now I want everyone in Washington, D.C. to hear us on this one. When do we want?
Gun control!
When do we want it?
Now!
We're here because I want to make sure that he doesn't have to deal with this when he grows up. I'd like to see a future for my son where he doesn't have to be at a rally like this to worry about guns and his life and to worry about his, you know, whether he might be shot and killed at any day. But he should just worry about SATs. Should worry about STDs maybe. Worry about getting someone pregnant. Like those kind of worries, I'd rather him worry about than having to worry about his own life. I'm not a fan of assault rifles. I don't understand the reason for them in society. Look, I'm not saying to take away guns, but I'm saying that there should be some checks. When you have to drive a car, you have to take a test and get a license, right? For a gun, you can just go buy it. You don't even have to have that.
I'm here because I don't want to be next. I'm a student. I'm scared to go to school and be the next victim of a mass shooting. I'm scared, and I'm here to see change. I want lawmakers to put bills into action. I want lawmakers to stop the selling of bump stocks that turn weapons into semi-automatic weapons. I want lawmakers to stop the loophole system that's letting these people get the guns that are killing people, that are making them murderers. I want to see change.
Hey, hey!
Gun violence has got to go. Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Gun violence has got to go.
Sometimes I am afraid to go to school.
Now, why is that? Is it the news? Is it just like the stuff that you're seeing on TV?
It's because of the stuff that I'm seeing and like how much gun shooting has been happening.
They are making us do shooter drills. We go behind the wall and we're squished and like. And we have to not take, we can't say anything. And then when the shooter knocks on our door or like pounds on our door, they go to the next door and then they'll think there's no kids here. That's what we do.
What do we want? Gun control. When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Gun control.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Gun control.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Gun control.
When do we want it?
Now.
No more guns.
So tell me, Bianca, why are you here?
Because I don't want no more guns, because guns are bad for people.
if you don't come to events like this, it will probably not stop.
Now, tell me, Bianca, what grade are you in?
Second.
We're here to raise awareness to support all the families who have lost a child and to protect our schools and to protect our families and to protect our rights.
We've participated in active shooter drills to prepare us if there's a shooting at our school.
What happens? I've never done that. Like, what happens at an emergency?
Well, basically, there's like an alarm that goes off, and then they all kind of, you just find a classroom that to go into and just
turn off all the lights, lock the door, close the blinds,
put chairs up against the doors,
and hide.
And yeah, be away from, like, try to make yourself as little, like, as less visible as possible. So if there was an active shooter, you couldn't be seen.
Move away from the door.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel scared during the drill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's so crazy. Like, it could happen to anyone. It could happen to my best friend's school. It could happen to my cousin's school in Maine.
It could happen
to anyone. And the fact that we're still having to come out here and there's nothing being changed is ridiculous.
Well, I think that we need to have stricter gun control. Like, for example, background checks on the people who purchase guns.
Yeah.
And more security when it comes to schools and making sure that the students are safe and not just giving the teachers guns opposed to teaching everyone what to do in a situation like that.
I think that teachers getting guns is not the best solution because adding more guns to the situation is just gonna cause more violence. We need to take away the guns and not add more.
Apathy is no longer an option. Your elected officials work for you. Do not
show
let
me
those
what democracy looks like. Show me what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
Show me what community looks like.
What school are you guys from?
Children, Latino people, and I want the end to gun violence.
We have to make our voices heard and take action and let them know that we're here for a reason and we want to end the violence.
Yeah. I want to see more people, more diversity in the government. I want to see more people of color, more women, more younger people in the Congress.
Yeah, out with Trump.
Out with him.
Ban assault weapons. Ban all weapons. Give the power to the young people. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Give the power to those that actually listen to the people of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, we shouldn't have to have this march to begin with.
These shootings have been happening for forever in the States, and nothing gets done. It's just thoughts and prayers. Nothing's happened. The same thing is happening. Thoughts and prayers is out. NRA needs to go down. They're filling these politicians' pockets with money. So that's why the politicians won't say anything, but we can't have that.
I am a teacher. I'm a community college instructor. And at our campus, we recently had an active shooter drill.
Children tell our story.
And we do so on a regular basis.
Story of tonight.
It's something that, alarmingly and unfortunately, it's a normalcy. I'm always talking to my students about safety on campus and to keep a watch and to be vigilant at all times. These drills are important, but at the same time, we do need to advocate for gun reform because these drills are necessary, but we need to change the law.
Not too long ago, a kid actually got arrested at my school for making a threat to the school. And so I just think that all this needs to like stop, like now.
Since I came here and I attended school, I've done active shooter drills. And yeah, still this is really scary to just like think about hiding in the school and being really quiet if there is a shooter. This is really scary. As a student, I'm really proud that all of the students are being involved in this movement. I think it's really inspiring that kids are speaking up.
Telling the story of tonight.
The morning is great.
It makes me feel really good that the kids are the ones who actually started this, because it shows that it's not just adults who want change, that the kids want it too.
Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, when you're broken on the ground.
The students are speaking for themselves. They deserve to be safe in schools. And I think it is definitely a marking point in our history of this country, of movements, of change, and of the future.
And I think that these students, the younger generation, my students, my student generation, they are going to do this, and I'm going to be standing along with them.
The story of tonight.
That's a special report from the Los Angeles March for Our Lives this past Saturday by our field correspondent Nick Cha Kim. That's part of our series Rising Up in the Streets. If you're listening on the radio, you can watch the video version of this report on our website, risingupwithsonali.com. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. You can also find out more about our show on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.